USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The World Health Organization says the actual death toll from COVID-19 could be triple what's actually being reported. WHO officials believing the numbers are being vastly undercounted. One person is in custody and cops are looking for up to six more after a Jewish man was beaten last night in New York's Times Square. It happened as pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian protesters clashed in the area, with police arresting around two dozen people. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says enough is enough regarding these anti-Semitic attacks.
Well, it's reprehensible, the anti-Semitic violence we're seeing, and we've been seeing a rise of anti-Semitic violence both in America and in Europe. And unfortunately, it is encouraged. It's encouraged by radical Islamic terrorists. It's also encouraged by the angry left, the far left.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree. Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too, and find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people.
A California brush fire near downtown Santa Barbara is now over 40% contained. The 20-acre Loma fire broke out at about 9 o'clock last night local time and was threatening hundreds of homes and a local TV station. Employees at the station were evacuated, as were dozens of residents. Evacuation orders lifted shortly after midnight. Some of the nation's leading health experts say the CDC's new mask guidelines could increase the risk of spreading COVID-19 in workplaces and other public spaces. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling CBS this morning that people still need to follow mask guidelines.
The recommendations for people who are not vaccinated have not changed. They really remain the same, particularly the issue of wearing masks when indoors.
The Infectious Diseases Society of America saying on Thursday the elevated risk is due to what one scientist said was no information on how to apply the guidelines in practice. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Earlier this week, Chicago Democrat Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced that she would only be granting interviews to black and brown journalists. This comes on her two-year anniversary of being the mayor of Chicago. That policy met with backlash across the country from journalists, but Lightfoot defends her decision.
Well, look, I think in this one day, when we are looking at the two-year anniversary of my inauguration, as a woman of color, as a lesbian, it's important to me that diversity is put front and center.
One Hispanic journalist from the Chicago Tribune said thanks, but no thanks regarding the interview. Lightfoot continues on WGN by saying,
if I, as the black woman mayor, the first ever, don't challenge us, the collective us, to do better, to really make sure that in every institution it reflects the diversity and nuance and texture of our city, then shame on me.
Houston police are investigating a deadly officer-involved shooting after a man shot at officers, then asked them to shoot him. Assistant Chief James Jones says this is a case of suicide by cop.
The suspect reached into his pants. He eventually pulled a gun. The officers gave commands to drop it. We believe the suspect fired at least one time.
None of the officers involved were injured. The man died at a hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.